Opelka, the second hour of the busy day of impeachment hearings continues to feature the testimony of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams, who serves as a special advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign policy matters. The main thrust of the two witnesses' testimony today centers on a July 25th phone call that they personally overheard between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, where the president is alleged to have suggested that Ukraine investigate one of his chief political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman explained his concerns with the nature of the call and its foreign policy ramifications.
It was also clear that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the 2016 elections, the Bidens and Burisma, it would be interpreted as a partisan play. This would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing bipartisan support, undermining U.S. national security, and advancing Russia's strategic objectives in the region.
The hearings then focused on another meeting earlier on July the 10th, conducted by Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, with Colonel Vindman in the room. The contention was that President Zelensky would be granted a meeting with President Trump pending their undertaking that investigation. Asked about what he said to Ambassador Sondland at the time.
This request to conduct these meetings was inappropriate. These investigations was inappropriate and had nothing to do with national security policy.
Under questioning by Democratic counsel Dan Goldman, Jennifer Williams was asked the reaction of the vice president.
The vice president did not specifically discuss the reason behind the hold, but he did reassure President Zelensky of the strongest U.S. unwavering support for Ukraine. And they talked about the need for European countries to step up and provide more assistance to Ukraine as well.
This is VOA News. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was serving a 7-year jail term for corruption and money laundering, left for London on Tuesday to receive medical treatment there. Sharif boarded an air ambulance arranged by his family from his native city of Lahore. The 69-year-old Sharif was released on bail last month on medical grounds. Mixed reaction from North Korea Monday as it announced that it views the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea as positive. However, the adoption of a U.N. resolution criticizing the North's human rights record has soured its desire to have denuclearization talks with Washington. North Korea on Monday said the U.S. had made another political provocation by supporting the resolution. Hong Kong police said Tuesday they were alarmed to see what's become of Hong Kong universities.
It's alarming that university in Hong Kong turned into weapon factories. Regarding the standstill in the Polytechnic University, the police have been searching for a peaceful resolution. Using force has always been the last resort.
Kwok Ka-chuan is the police chief superintendent of Hong Kong Public Relations Branch. He spoke as about 100 anti-government protesters remain holed up at Hong Kong's Polytechnic University, unsure what to do next as food supplies dwindled and a police siege of the campus entered its third day.
Over 3,900 petrol bombs were seized, which is the largest, highest number recorded in one single location. I'm sad to report that CU Hong Kong has become a manufacturing base for petrol bomb.
Police have surrounded the Polytechnic University and are arresting anyone who leaves. Kwok told the news conference police arrested 1,100 people in the past day. Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israeli-Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move Monday. The Secretary of State said Monday's reversal does not mean the U.S. is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that question is part of a final peace deal. Brian Reeve is Director of Developments and External Relations for Peace Now.
This is a deliberate attempt to make settlements acceptable. And by doing so, it's going to pave the way for more expansive settlement growth. It's a direct assault on the two-state solution. It undermines years of refining parameters for resolving the core issues.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the U.S. announcement. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Voice of America.